In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. These words from the Gospel just read. As they went, they were cleansed. Join me in listening to what might have been the conversation between the 10 lepers as they went as Jesus had commanded them to go show themselves to the priests. And to make the conversation a bit more personal, I'm going to give two of the lepers names. The Samaritan we'll call Jacob, and his friend Benjamin. So listen. What are you going to do now? Jacob asked his leper friend Benjamin. Go to the priest, like Jesus said, Benjamin answered resolutely. This is just too good to be true. We're not sick anymore. I don't know quite how to describe what I'm feeling, Jacob said, as his short legs could hardly keep pace with Benjamin's longer stride. Well, I think it's about time. How long have we prayed for healing from our God of all mercies? And how many years have we had to live outside the city in the shadow and the stench of the dump? Benjamin said angrily. He made no effort to hide how he felt, even though it was not the pious thing to do. And Jacob's response? We've been over this before, Benjamin. You know why we had to live that way. You know the people were afraid of us. They didn't want to catch the terrible disease that we had. Besides, they were good to us at a distance. They brought us food and clothing. In fact, more than enough to get by. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm going to back and find out more about this Jesus. I need to thank him. So it was at that point that Jacob turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and fell down at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Perhaps listening in to what might have been the dialogue between these two men will help us see that this story about Jesus healing the 10 lepers is actually a story of survival. It demonstrates that mercy was and still is the primary quality of Jesus' ministry. The lepers asked for mercy, and Jesus, true to his character, gave it to them. He healed them. But is that the real miracle of this story? I would say no. I believe the first miracle of the story was the 10 lepers' cry for mercy. It was a cry of faith. The 10 lepers believed that Jesus was someone who could help them. So they called out in chorus, "Lord, have mercy." Just as we often do in our chapel liturgies, or in our dorm rooms, or homes, or on Sunday in our churches. Just think about it. The miracle of faith also happens in us when we join the cry of the lepers, our Kyries, our Lord have mercies, our prayers for survival, just as the prayer of the lepers was. Those prayers arise out of our need. Just as the lepers felt isolated from those around them, we too often experience life at a distance from other people and from God. We feel less than whole, less than well. We want to reduce the distance. And so we ask our God to come near to us, to give us his healing word of love and forgiveness. And by the power of his cross and resurrection, restore us to wholeness. In our Kyries, we also come asking our God to now enable us to live our lives energized to care for others just as he has cared for us. It's then that we experience the second miracle in Jesus' story, gratitude. That miracle happened when the returning leper not only recognized the gift that he received, but the giver, Obviously, the other 9 lepers were as happy as he was about being healed, but it seemed that only the Samaritan was grateful for the giver. His gratitude was so sincere that Jesus was led to say, "Rise, go your way, your faith has made you well." Which leads me to say this: genuine gratitude can be called miraculous in the sense that it's grace in action, grace in human form. Yes, genuine gratitude is love's response to love, the giving of our hearts to the God who has given us everything. Gratitude like that is also what will enable us to join the psalmist in singing, "Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my being praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Gratitude like that burst forth from the heart of St. Paul as he sang, "In everything, give thanks." Grateful people see the world for what it really is: a miracle full of miracles, and thus their lives become living miracles. And for this, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.